Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We're glad you can be with us as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
You know, when I give talks and talk about how I pray and how it's not rocket science, it's very simple. I just be quiet before the Lord for a while, and then I pick up my little Magnificat with the daily mass readings in there. And I say, hardly a day goes by that something doesn't strike me. And there's just such riches in the Word of God and such deep insight, and I feel like I'm sort of on the outskirts of it, but every now and then the Lord gives me another insight that helps me understand more who He is and who we are. So today I was just reading the Gospel from John chapter 7, and this is what it said. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill Him. I was saying, wow, this is so strange. Here is God coming to heal people and deliver them from demons and teach them the truth and forgive their sins and offer them resurrection from the dead and eternal life and a future free of sorrow and sin and death and pain, and they want to kill Him. I've known this all my life, but it's just kind of striking me as so strange. Now, why would people be wanting to kill the one who came to save them? You know, nobody's known greater love than this. You can't do better to sum up the good news than John chapter 3, verse 16. God loved the world so much. He gave His only Son, that those who believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Now, why would somebody not believe in the Word become flesh? Why would somebody not believe in Jesus? Why would somebody not feel and see and hear the love and the truth and the authority with which He spoke and what the deeds He did and all the evidence He gave about who He was and what He wanted to do for the human race? Well, there's a couple scripture passages that give us some insight into why we would say no to love, why we would say no to truth, why we would say no to goodness. First is the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. When unholiness encounters holiness, it can react in one of two ways: to admit the unholiness in our life and ask for mercy, ask for forgiveness, ask for healing, ask to be made holy, or to react with hatred at the light that is shining into our heart and revealing what's into our heart. And unfortunately, when that reaches its climax, it results in hatred and the attempt to kill the Holy One. It goes on here in Wisdom chapter 2. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test. For according to his own words, God will take care of him. These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on a recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. This is about holy ones. It's certainly true of the prophets throughout history in God's trying to call God's people back to holiness and repentance. Certainly true of Jeremiah, who they were plotting against him and trying to kill him, the foreshadowing of what they did to Jesus. But what the scripture here is saying in the Book of Wisdom is that they didn't see the whole picture. They just saw a man who threatened them in different ways, who disturbed them in different ways, who convicted them in sin in different ways. They didn't see his deepest identity, and they didn't understand that even though the holy ones, including the prophets, including holy people throughout history, and most especially Jesus, were going to be vindicated by the Lord in the reward of eternal life, the reward of resurrection from the dead. Now, there's also something from the words of Jesus that tells us why we sometimes react with defensiveness or hatred against the word of God or the holiness of someone, most particularly Jesus. Mark chapter 7, and Jesus said, "What comes out of a man is what defiles a man, for from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy." Now, so many times the scripture talks about the envy, sometimes the jealousy of the religious leaders of the time who were jealous and envious of the crowds that Jesus was getting, the anointing that was on him, the miracles he was doing, the authority with which he spoke, the goodness of his life. Envy, slander, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within, and they defile a man. There's also a very similar passage in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They're blind guides. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit.'" So Jesus says, don't get into a fit about those who are speaking against me, about those who don't like what I'm saying. They're blind. They don't see what God is doing here. They don't see the truth. They don't see the goodness. They don't see the beauty. They don't see the love. Let them alone. If they persist in that, they're going to be uprooted. It's not for you to deal with those who are rejecting me. But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Lord, please give us understanding. Lord, help us to understand. Help us to see and see the personal significance for what these words are revealing. Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and so passes on? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a man. Lord, take away our defilement. Take away what defiles us. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, hatred, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defiles a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Okay, what's the meaning of this for us? When we read the Word of God, when we hear preaching and teaching that is in the authority of the Lord and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, sometimes we're going to be convicted of sin, of what's in our heart. And then we need to have the courage, have the honesty, have the humility to say, "Yes, Lord, that is in my heart. Take it away." We have to have the humility and the honesty to say, "Yes, these things are in my heart. I don't want them. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for ways in which I've offended you in thought, word, and deed." We say that every time we begin Mass, don't we? We confess our sins. We ask the Lord to have mercy on us. We admit that we failed in thought, word, and deed. Lord, please take away these things that defile us. Yes, these things are in our hearts. Lord, we ask forgiveness and we mean it. And we ask for healing and we mean it. Lord, we thank you for showing us what's in our heart. We thank you for coming. We thank you for weeping for those of us who reject you. We thank you for weeping for those of you who won't listen to you. Lord, may not be among their number. Help us to listen. Help us to believe. Help us to admit. Help us to humble ourselves and confess our sins. Help us to desire to grow in holiness. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.